Today is Sunday, March 7th, 2021, and this...
It was a surprise, and my boyfriend got us this really nice hotel room, and then we were going to go see Ka, which I think is the Cirque fighting one, but we thought it was the sexy Cirque one, so we decided to get high before we went, and we did, and then we're sitting there in the hotel bathroom, and I start to be like, what if everything we've ever told each other is a lie?
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 776.
Las Vegas, the honor! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Happy Vegasversary.
Yes, happy Anniversary to you as well. Celebrating 24 years of Vegasness tomorrow, as well as us being married. Hooray for us.
Yay.
All right. So we've got a lot of stuff to get through today, I think. Yes, but before we do that, let's thank our patrons. This podcast is listener supported by lovely folks who are our Patreon patrons. They're very nice to us for supporting the show month in and month out. We have some new ones this week. Sean Camp, welcome, Sean.
Welcome.
Jeremy R., welcome to you as well. Scott, who is known as the Vegas Pirate, good luck with your pillaging. And of course, and finally, Tim McConnell.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all of you.
To these new and our longtime patrons. We appreciate it. So I've got a, I've got the April pin. I'm ahead of the game. I've got the April pin well underway. I think folks are going to like this one. Don't want to, I'm going to wait until I have the final, have it actually back from the, manufacturer, which will be a little while, but it's...
Do they send you a sample one before you order?
No, they send me a...
A mock-up.
A mock-up, but it's...
Usually not exactly the
same. It's almost... It's usually what I sent them, but there's something wrong with it, and then I have to correct it. And there's a little back and forth, and then we get it right, and then... Yeah, so, anyway, we're very early in the process, but I think I'm excited about it.
I am, too.
I think folks like it.
I've seen it. It's lovely.
And we're going to do a chat next week. So I'll get that on the schedule in the next couple days. So look for that on Saturday evening. We'll hang out, bring your questions, and we'll all just waste some time together. It'll be wonderful. If you want to become a patron, visit patreon.com/500. We throw some bonus content your way as our way of saying thank you for supporting the show. A good time is had by all. All right, we've got a some news. I think we're probably going to do some Dear Tim and Michelle questions this week. And yes, let's get on with the news updates and talk about what's happening in Vegas. So I think most people have probably heard about this because it is huge news. Big, big deal this week in Las Vegas, sending shockwaves. I don't want to oversell it, but I think it's shockwaves across Las Vegas and beyond to, throughout the Vegas nerd community. I'm speaking, of course, about the big, big news that MGM Resorts has named Clorox as its official guest disinfectant brand. Were you excited about this news?
I wouldn't say excited.
I was just dumbfounded when I saw, I'm like, they chose Clorox? Are you kidding me? I would have gone with Lysol. They went with Clorox. So that's going to have a big, big effect on all of your trips. And we hope that that relationship lasts a long, long time. And congratulations to both all the parties involved for doing that. Where are we going with this? What's what sort of stupid endorsements are we going to have in the future? That's fine. I mean, it's great that Clorox is giving them a discount, you know, on their massive orders of disinfectants. But do they need to put out a, like an announcement that that's happening?
No.
Odd.
Yeah.
Odd. So. Big money in branding, you know, like arena branding, and now we're down to disinfectant endorsements. odd. Your move, Caesar's Entertainment. Let's see what you got. All right, the real big news this week is that Las Vegas Sands is selling its Las Vegas properties. That's a big one. Not a surprise, but a big one. Those properties include, of course, Venetian, Palazzo, the Las Vegas Sands Convention Center, and the soon-to-be-open in a year or so MSG Sphere Arena, which is being built. The transaction is worth $6.25 billion for folks who like to chart these things at home. As I said, it's not a surprise. Sands announced a few months ago that they were entertaining offers and they were looking to get out of Las Vegas. They're keeping the name Las Vegas Sands, apparently, even though they're going to have no presence other than their headquarters.
Okay.
They're going to focus on Asia, which has been very successful for them, and apparently they've decided that's the business model they want to follow. You're probably wondering, if you have not heard about this already, who is going to own Venetian and Palazzo? There are multiple owners, which is common now over the last few years. We've talked about a bunch of these transactions where the real estate, the actual land and buildings are owned by one entity, and then the business operations are owned by another. That is the case with this one. So the property itself is owned by Vici Properties. We've talked about them a lot. They own a bunch of the Caesars land and real estate. And then, so they're the landlord. And then Apollo Global Management, which is an investment firm, they are going to own the business operations. No word yet from Apollo on what exactly they're planning to do in terms of who's going to run everything. They own the business operations, but they could hire their own people. They could retain, I suppose, or hire away some of the current management from Las Vegas Sands. They could hire another casino operator to run the property. Time will tell. There was some speculation. Somebody raised the question on the Facebook group whether, because Vici was a spinoff of Caesars, whether that was in play. Caesars isn't going to be expanding in Las Vegas anytime soon, so that's not happening. And the relationship, Vici is, these real estate trusts that were a spinoff of casino companies, they're trying to distance themselves by expanding beyond just the initial company that they came out of. So they're trying to get beyond just Caesars properties, and they may even move on beyond just hotels and resorts and casinos at some point too. But anyway, so the way it works is Apollo will pay rent to Vici. It's a 30-year deal with 2 10-year renewable options. And so these real estate deals are long-term. So what happens then if Apollo decides it wants to get out, then Vici will get out with them, or they'll work out a deal with a new operator. So there are ways, but anyway, that's in the mud, isn't it? All right, sorry, I'm boring you.
It's okay.
Las Vegas Sands, like I said, is going to focus on the Asian market. What changes will come of this? I don't know. Hard to say. Apollo is one of those companies that likes to squeeze as much value out of the things they buy as possible. So there will be changes because they're going to look to make it more profitable and then sell the thing off in a few years. That's what they do. That's what these types of companies usually do.
So they shove a lump of coal up their ass and shit out a diamond is what you're saying?
They're going to try. They're going to try. If they can, are you suggesting that Venetian and Palazzo are lumps of coal and worthy of being shoved up an ass?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Some people might suggest that they're already diamonds. I would say in between, probably. Maybe it's partially part way from coal to diamond. I don't know. We shall see what happens, how long they hold on to it, what kind of changes are in store. Now, there will inevitably be, you know, things that people are happy about and things that aren't. And some of them may be a result of the sale, and some of them may be just the natural course of business. Who knows? But
there are already things that people are happy and unhappy about at
Venetian
and Palazzo anyway. So
I liked it better when it was the Sands. Yeah. All right. So there you go. That is happening. We'll continue to cover things that happen. It'll probably be several months before the sale closes. I think they're looking at hopefully by the fourth quarter is what they're thinking. So, and then we'll see what they have in store as far as management and other stuff. All right. Not too far from Venetian and Palazzo, there is a new resort opening soon. It seems like we're talking about it every week now, and that's great because new stuff is fun.
Stuff is happening.
Yes. Resorts World Las Vegas is opening sometime this summer. They have not yet announced the official date. However, I will say, last night during part of my 5-hour sleuthing project.
Yeah. 5 hours?
Maybe four. Mm-hmm. Four or five. Somewhere in there. I was up late last night. I just go down these rabbit holes, mm-hmm. and I can't stop, and I'm like, well, I wonder if this is connected to this, and sometimes I find stuff, and last night I found some stuff, which we'll get to in a minute, but one of the things I also found is a couple references to June. Whether or not that plays out, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It may have already changed. It may not be June anymore, but June has been in play for them. That's not groundbreaking news. They're saying summer. It's going to be June, July, or August, so I just, you know. I'm not going to be we were right, it's June, because that would be stupid. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving along, what do we know about Resorts World that's new? Let's start with the official announcement. They announced, and there will be a lot of official announcements from here on out, that there will be a wine bar and restaurant called Wally's as part of the new property. This particular establishment already has locations in Santa Monica and Beverly Hills. It is a place you go, get a glass or bottle of wine. You can have some adult Lunchables, also known as charcuterie. They've got a cheese menu. They have salads and sandwiches. And I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is a pizzetta?
A small pizza?
Is it a flatbread?
I don't know.
They have a large menu. Well, they have a bunch of pizzettas on
there.
Is it
like...
Pete Zetta, by the way, was a great linebacker. I think he's in the NFL Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Pete. Pizzetta, I guess maybe that's how you pronounce it. And then they've got some entrees too. But I'm guessing it's a flatbread in there.
It's not like tiny bagel bites with pizza toppings.
It could be. That would be a wine thing to do. Mm-hmm. Let's try to make bagel bites fancy. Didn't somebody else do something like that? I feel like we talked about bagel bites not long ago.
Probably. It all blurs together after a while.
It does. Their wine menu is going to have 8,000 different selections. So if you're a wine drinker.
What? Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
I know. I'm sure that they'll try to serve a wide audience so you can go in and get what's the cheap wine? I don't know.
$3 Trader Joe's. Yeah.
A glass of $3 Chuck all the way up to something that would be way more than $3. Mm-hmm. I don't know wine at all. I'm sorry. Why did I go down that road? Another bar that is headed for Resorts World, and this has not been officially announced, but Eater reports on it. I think they found some paperwork or something. It's going to be a 4,000-square-foot cocktail bar focusing on champagne and cocktails called Gatsby's Cocktail Lounge. I like the name.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is run by the Click Hospitality Group.
Ah.
They have a lot of different establishments, so it'll probably be a little... precious, but if you're a champagne drinker, you've got a place. If you're a champagne drinker, if you're a wine drinker, we've got some options for you.
If you like stuff in bottles.
There you go. So we'll await the announcement.
Will there be a beer bar as
well?
I was
just going to say, we'll await the announcement of the beer bar. Okay, so let's get into some things I found while sleuthing last night. Some unannounced Resorts World things. Nobody has discussed this as far as I know. I could be wrong. Somebody out there may have discussed it, but I don't think so because mm-hmm. it was hidden deep in the bowels of the dark web.
It would have come up in search results.
Probably, and yeah. I was searching like a motherfucker last night, let me tell you that. My Google search results have smoke coming out of them. There was so much.
What else has smoke coming out of it?
My butt. All right, moving on. To those unannounced things, a restaurant. And this is not much; it's just a name, but I'm extrapolating that this is an Italian restaurant mm-hmm. based on the name, and it is Brezza.
Will they be serving pizzettas?
They'll be known for their upscale pizzettas at Brezza. I have no idea, but that is one of the establishments coming. And then the same people who are operating that. Also have a Spanish tapas restaurant called Bar Zazu Tapas and Tastings. So that will be coming as well if you like the small plates, which I do.
Or tapas.
Or tapas. I'm sorry.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm sorry to be.
I'm so excited about my sleuthing. How can you expect me to know how to pronounce a fucking word that we say every other week? Tapas. You're right. And then I found a rendering of Barzazu, so I'll post that on the Facebook group for anybody who cares what it's going to look like. You know, it's not too exciting, but if you want to get a flavor for what it's going to look like before you enter the establishment, mm-hmm. I have that for you. And then on top of that, the president of Resorts World, Scott Sabella, was a guest on the No Vacancy podcast that our friend Glenn Houseman does. And he dropped a few. Now, he's notorious in my mind for buzzwords. He likes to, you know, every interview I've read with Scott Sabella in the last year and a half, he's talked about how Resorts World's going to be a groundbreaking, innovative, integrated resort.
Immersive?
He likes integrated resort.
Okay.
But then does, as though every Las Vegas resort in the last two decades hasn't been that. But I was happy to hear that he dropped a couple little references to some things that I had not heard yet before. He made references to a country bar, which seems out of place for Resorts World.
A little bit.
But he made reference to a country bar, so that may
Gilly's
be coming.
Part two?
Who knows? I would not expect Resorts World to have mud wrestling.
Cold beer, dirty girls.
But who knows? It's Las Vegas. Anything can happen. Also referred to a cigar bar in passing. So I would imagine that will be happening. Said that the property is going to be less focused on retail than a lot of the upscale properties in Las Vegas and more focused on attractions, but did not go into great detail about what that means.
The secret garden moving?
Yeah. They've got space for it over there. They've got a shit ton of land at Resorts World that's undeveloped. Said that there are going to be a lot of announcements about that, so we'll see what that means. He definitely focused on, yes, Resorts World is an upscale property, but they want to have things that anybody can come in and enjoy at any level of, so.
Dragon show.
That would be really low. I don't think we're going to be bringing back any of the classic hits, but time will tell. This I like. Well, wait, no. A couple of things I like. He said that there are already four residencies booked for the theater, so that we'll have some announcements about big time headliners coming soon. All of the restaurants. This is the one I really like. All of the restaurants in the property are going to have outdoor open air dining.
That is
a lot
good.
Of balconies and patios. People are going to love that because.
Well, it's
except
good.
For in the summer.
Yeah, true. It's good for now because of the whole like outdoor dining thing is supposedly. I mean, better.
But just in general.
Yeah. But it's just so nice to have an outdoor dining experience.
It is, especially in the spring and fall.
I mean, it's just, there's something about, like, Mon Ami Gabby, for example.
Yeah, it's pleasant.
Just sitting, watching, and the people watching, and
all
enjoying
that.
The weather and the food. And
but even if you're not, even if you're looking out, like, even if you're looking out on the pool or looking out on, you know, whatever they have below, gardens and stuff.
Well,
it's
like
just pleasant.
Bouchon.
You've got outdoor spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pool complex has seven pools, and they are taking a page out of the Circa playbook.
Mm-hmm.
He specifically said he never understands why pools shut down at 6 p.m. They will be open into the night. So... another option for people who want to spend an evening at the pool and not just hang out there during the day. Throughout the casino, lots more natural light than you see in a lot of casinos, so that'll be pleasant, I guess. Also, and I think this was kind of an off-the-cuff thing, so I'm not putting a lot into this, but also they got into a discussion about sports in Las Vegas and how that's been growing, and he said that they would like to kind of be involved in that in some way. And he said something like, and besides, we've got a lot of available land here that could be used for that or something. So I don't see them building an arena though. That seems like an odd, and like, what else would you use it for? Build a fucking rugby field out back? I don't know. Anyway, they're looking at uses for their additional land. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
not get ahead of ourselves in the sports rumor department.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're going to knock down the brand new building and put up a fucking
baseball stadium.
Okay, so the one thing that I thought was why are you going down this fucking road?
Mm-hmm.
The only statement there is great confidence that they can be, in addition to their main market of tourists, be a big destination for locals. Fucking stop it. Locals do not want a destination on the Strip. If they're coming to a show or if they have friends in town, great. Don't bother fucking marketing to them. It's a waste of your time and money. See SLS and Lucky Dragon. I don't get why these people make these same fucking mistakes again and again. It's just fucking waste of time. So that is my advice to you, Scott Sabella, who's not listening to this show. Don't even bother with the locals. They don't give a shit. They're not going to start hanging out at Resorts World instead of fucking Buttfuck Station down the road.
Okay, then.
All right. I think if you're looking at who's going to have some... which... you like that? I'm not going to call it Buttfuck Station.
No.
I think...
Ass PlayStation, maybe.
That's somehow more appealing for 2021.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter anymore. Let's move on. Speaking of SLS, it's now Sahara again, as we know. And Magic Mike Live was supposed to open there later this month. Of course, Magic Mike Live was previously at the Hard Rock and announced its move a while back. They're building a new theater. They have delayed the opening from the end of March to the end of August. So if you had your heart set on seeing Magic Mike Live soon, you're going to have to hold off until the end of the summer. If you have tickets already for Magic Mike Live...
I do not.
Return them to your contact Ticketmaster, whoever the fuck you bought
them from. Your ticket purveyor.
Yeah. Hey, we haven't done a rumor watch in a while, but we're going to today.
Rumor watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
Yeah, this one's probably true. Johnny Katz, the Review Journal, is reporting on another show that may be returning. This one seems plausible. It is Rock of Ages, which was around for several years at Venetian, and he indicates that they are close to a deal at Planet Hollywood. Okay. Seems like a good fit as far as properties, and I don't know. I just see that being a good fit for Planet Hollywood. It would be in the Cabaret Showroom, which has gone through several different names. It was the Sin City Theater. It's upstairs on the mezzanine level, so this is one of their smaller, it's a smaller space, which kind of, I don't know how many people that can hold, a couple hundred maybe, but the thing that I like most about this is that part of the reopening of Rock of Ages, if this indeed does come to pass, would likely include reopening in a new location, the Bourbon Room, which was the companion bar located at Venetian. That was a blast.
That was fun. I loved
Bourbon Room. Like fucking Motley Crue videos.
And some good cocktails.
And some good bourbon cocktails. I enjoyed that place a lot. So I welcome that. I imagine that that might be in... So they may have it like... outside of the theater. There's a lot of space up there on the second level at Planet Hollywood, and there's some unused bar space that has been like the Pussycats Dolls Lounge, and it's gone through a bunch of iterations, but I think that's empty, right? I don't think it's being used.
I mean, everything's closed down up there right now.
Pretty much.
But I still get confused about the theaters and the different spaces that are up there.
Well, it's weird. This one was like, so when you go up the escalator and you've got like this wide open area that they use sometimes for conferences and stuff, it's like you walk all the way across that. It's set apart. It's not like by the steakhouse and the other theater that's up there. I was going to say the Stomp Theater. That's like 10 years ago.
But that's how I think of it.
Hey, remember this? Yeah. So we have not been to this particular theater at Planet Hollywood. So there you go. We'll keep an eye on that. I hope this works out. Rock of Ages, by the way, I have no interest in seeing. Even though I like the songs, I like the music.
Yeah.
I watched that movie. What a fucking steaming piece of shit that was. And everybody knows who listens to this show. I'm not a big fan of musicals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, hey, I like the music in this one. They'll do something with it. It's like they picked out like 10 songs from that era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to get a little Journey. We're going to get a little Poison. And then let's figure out a storyline that works around the songs. And it's a shitty storyline. And it's just, no.
It's just better to make a playlist of the songs and listen to them on your own if you're not already tired of them.
Go on YouTube and watch the original videos. They're hilarious.
The videos are good. Yes.
Cocaine-fueled videos from the 80s are the best.
Oh, my God.
All right. So there you go. We'll keep an eye on the Rock of Ages return and whether or not that happens. There's a change at Stratosphere. The Strat.
The Strat.
We've been discussing pools a lot lately, mainly day clubs that are repurposing. They have a somewhat adult pool at the Strat. I don't know what it was called before, but they've changed their name. It's now called Wet 24 Pool and Bar. This is a weird thing, though, because they kind of promote it as an adult pool, but if you look at the website, it says minors must be accompanied by adults. So, make up your fucking mind. Are you an adult pool, or can kids get in? Like, I would imagine that's the policy at every pool in Las Vegas. You don't have a bunch of kids running around without adult. Anyway, Wet 24, and despite 24, it's not open around the clock. It's 9 to 5 daily if you're at Strat, which you're not. It's one of the pools.
Okay.
Finally, this is some more sleuthery. I'm not done with my sleuthing news.
Okay.
You may recall over the last couple of years, we've mentioned several times that the Fremont Hotel and Casino, located conveniently on Fremont, has been considering some renovations. Those plans started out very large in 2018. They had plans for doubling the size of the hotel. They were going to build a whole new hotel tower and then convert all the existing rooms into suites after the new tower was done. They're going to expand the casino, all kinds of stuff going on there. That plan seems to have been scrapped. They never moved ahead with it. In 2020, a Boyd executive mentioned on a call that they were looking at a modest casino expansion, making use of the parking lot in back of the Fremont, kind of across from Pizza Rock. And that may still be in play. I'm not certain. I haven't been able to find the actual plans for this, but I did find that they are working on a hotel renovation. They've been pulling a lot of permits for remodeling the existing hotel tower, and the project includes all guest rooms, all corridors, and improvements to the exterior of the building as well. How different it'll be, I'm guessing it's probably a pretty minor thing. I think they're putting new windows in based on some things I saw. Definitely some changes with windows, exterior walls, and roof, and the roofing system. So if you're looking for a nice new roofing system, I don't know what the fuck that involves. So there you go. I also found, maybe I'll post one of these images on the Facebook group too. I also found they've purchased new artwork for all the hotel rooms. It's kind of a mid-century modern, kind of funky, bright, colorful, abstract images that will hang on the wall in the hotel rooms and in the public spaces. So those are already in hand based on what I found, a large collection of new artwork. So look for a modest refresh at the Fremont Hotel Casino. Maybe the roof system includes better ventilation for the hotel. That would be wonderful. For the casino, that would be wonderful because it's a little smoky in that place.
Uh-huh.
We will continue to follow those developments as they're officially announced. Hopefully they will actually move ahead this time. And I hope that what's the name of their cafe?
Paradise Cafe.
The Paradise Cafe. I'm worried about the loss of that gem.
Yes.
Not the food.
The food's just there. But the decor is beautiful.
It is classic Las Vegas cheese. All right, I've got a whole stack of Dear Tim and Michelle questions. We're going to do a couple of those today.
All right.
Got a box full of letters.
you my right to read. Send your note and desires, means of contact, P.O. Box 8941, baby. Write you a letter tomorrow. Tonight, I can't hold a pen.
Alrighty.
I will do my best to try to pay attention. I'm distracted today.
You seem to be a little, you're zoning a little bit here. Sorry I'm not holding your attention.
Oh,
sorry
it's not
I'm boring
your fault.
You after 24 years.
It is not your fault. And my mind is just wandering, so.
You're already thinking about brunch, aren't you?
You know it.
We're celebrating our, isn't that funny?
That we're celebrating our anniversary with brunch?
You know what,
you
though?
Love brunch.
It's the perfect brunch, because we're taking it home. We're not eating in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my perfect brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the food.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend 3 hours in the restaurant.
No time. We'll be done in half an hour. No time commitment.
No, this is going to be a two meal situation. There's going to be a lot of food.
That's even better. You got leftovers too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so you don't have to deal with the time commitment and no idle chit chat. Just our idle chit chat, which
chit-chat.
Is our normal. That's mm-hmm. what we're doing here. So fuck, I'm all in with solitary at home brunch. All right, let's get to some questions from listeners. We've got a bunch of them. The first one actually is rather timely, given that today is tomorrow's our anniversary. This comes from Claire and Adam in Los Angeles. I almost said Las Vegas.
I know.
Claire and Adam in Los Angeles, longtime listeners. They are currently in the middle of planning a Las Vegas wedding.
Ooh.
The question is, if you were getting married now,
mm-hmm.
where would you have your ceremony and or reception?
Ooh.
So we got married at Excalibur.
Mm-hmm.
First time in Las Vegas. Didn't mm-hmm. know any better. It was a lovely time, though.
It was, though. And
it fit into our budget at the time.
It did.
We had no money. We were kids.
I was just thinking about this as I was falling asleep last night.
Like, aw. You fall asleep thinking about our wedding?
Sometimes. Not that I use it to fall asleep, like, okay, this will be.
What a pleasant way to fall asleep, thinking about our special day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I fell asleep to.
What was it? Sir Galahad's Prime Rib House, where we had our
reception.
Yeah.
We had a nice little happy hour out at
one of the bars.
The bar that's no longer there where Krispy Kreme is now located.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yes, Sir Galahad. So if we were to do it now, with all of our experience and insight...
Mayfair would be kind of cool.
Oh, I wonder if...
I don't know how
that would work for wedding receptions, though.
Yeah.
For a wedding, though, I would go with one of the more... having more resources now. And
right.
So I would probably lean toward...
Like Bellagio or...
Yeah. Bellagio's kind of boring, but yeah, it's nice. It would be nice for that.
They have
like
weddings out by the fountains, which is really, would be really cool.
Like right on the sidewalk?
No, like they've got that little garden.
You got buttless kiss.
Oh, God.
You got pantsless kiss.
In the background, yeah.
I guess I would go with like Wynn or Bellagio or mm-hmm. one of the nicer places. I don't have a specific place because I haven't looked at wedding options and... I would go with wherever you want to go because that's how these things work.
Huh. Somebody, I don't know if it was like somebody who wrote into the show or what. I remember seeing something about getting a wraparound suite and having the wedding and reception in there.
Yeah, depending on how many people,
mm-hmm.
that would be a great option to get in either a wraparound with a fountain view.
Yes.
Or even just if Cosmo's not your thing, you can find a lot of big... awesome suites in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be kind of a cool option.
That
fits well. I would like that.
Now that we talk it through, and we would have a small wedding party anyway.
Yeah.
We're not like...
I know. And I'd be like, how can we get this wedding reception over with? There's a casino downstairs.
Yeah.
We're not doing a full meal. We're doing light hors d'oeuvres in the suite. And then I'm going to be downstairs at the video poker machine. Leave me alone. I'll be in the high limit room with that one machine I like to play. That sounds about right.
Yes, it does.
I'm glad we talked this through. And mm-hmm. then the follow-up question, would you ever or have you ever considered renewing your vows in Las Vegas?
We've joked about it, but I don't think we ever will.
I doubt it.
And that's
fine. What's the point?
Yeah. I'd rather just like
just go there,
take a trip, and have a really nice meal or something.
I'm not into ceremony and pomp and circumstance, and I don't know.
If I need to dress up, I will find a way, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you want to buy a new dress for our next trip, you would do that anyway if you felt like it.
Yeah. So.
All right. Speaking of sweets, we got an email here from Holly, who is contemplating a trip way out at the end of the year in December, and is wondering, would we book now because the offers are out there, or would we wait for better offers?
I would book now.
I would
keep
too.
An eye on
wedding anniversary just popped up as a reminder on my computer. That's funny.
I'd book now, keep an eye on the rates, and rebook if it falls.
Yeah, they're looking at Sky Suites at Aria.
Oh,
so
nice.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. I would do that too. I would.
Yeah, if there's something good out there now, grab it.
Yep, that's good advice. So there you go. Good luck. It, you know, even though it's a long way out, having a trip on the calendar is always good.
Oh, no kidding.
So you're going to likely enjoy that change. All right. Let's see. What else do we got here? We'll do one or two more. This is from Simon from the UK. Simon is wondering. He sent this a while ago, and we had been talking about Vegas TV series, TV series that featured a Vegas episode. And his favorite, and he's wondering if we've seen it, is the Las Vegas episode of Modern Family from season 5. Episode 18.
I have not, although I've heard Stephen Merchant's in it, so.
I know, I like Stephen Merchant. He said he's watched it 50 times and it still makes him laugh. It encapsulates the madness of Vegas perfectly, and he's wondering if we've seen it.
Did you?
No,
when you
I recorded
were
it and
for...
I didn't because I do There's... not like that show. I know they've got a diehard audience. People love Modern Family. I fucking hate that show. I watched the first couple episodes when it came out and instantly despised it. Not for
me.
Was
it like the characters?
I don't like the characters. I don't like the style in which it's shot. It felt like a kind of a, at least in the initial episodes, kind of like an Arrested Development ripoff. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm not in. So I haven't seen it. And usually I'll watch a Vegas show even for that. And that's one that I had recorded on the DVR for a while. And I'm just like, I don't even want to watch this to pull a clip. So I don't doubt that it's very funny if you like that show, but I don't know if I can sit through an episode of people I don't like, even if it's in Las Vegas. I don't know. At some point, maybe I'll get around to watching it, but haven't done so yet. I know. There's going to be some people who are very disappointed in us for not liking that show. More for you.
Yeah, exactly. If you enjoyed it, that's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm going to hold the rest of the questions for next week.
Is that Simon, who's been listening for a really long time?
Let's say yes.
Awesome.
I don't know. I just noted Simon. I don't know specifically. Anyway, thank you for all of your emails. We appreciate that. There are a lot of Simons in the UK. So
Yeah.
There are more Simons in the UK than here, that's for sure. You don't get as many Simons in
the
US. You know what? You know what never made the transition from the UK to...
Nigel?
Oh, you're right. I hadn't thought about that, Nigel. I was going to say Clive.
Oh.
Every other person in the UK is named Clive. You've got like one Clive in all of the US. I don't know why some of those names just don't. Anyway, fuck it. Where are the rest of my notes? Because I think we've got a couple people doing
Yes,
have
we
any?
Have a couple karma donations. Do you
need
my copy?
I got it. Texas Rob with a karma donation for an end of March trip to the promised land. That's awesome, with his 24-year-old son.
Nice.
Comp stay at the Cromwell. If I'm not overserved and have something interesting to share, I'll call in. Please do. We'd love to hear from you. And even if you are overserved. I love the term overserved because it takes all responsibility off of oneself.
I was overserved.
Yeah, we've all been overserved. Have a great time, Rob. Enjoy it.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. Tara with a post-trip karma donation because she came home with half of her bankroll. You know, sometimes that's a success.
Sometimes that's, yeah.
That's the best she's done in 1,000 years.
Oh, wow.
Said, thanks for all you do and say hi to my buddy Max.
We will.
Max disappeared. He's been rather quiet during the podcast lately.
I know.
He's older now. He still has energy and still goes on barking fits, but he's mellowed a little bit.
I wonder if when the weather gets warmer and... there's more activity outside, he'll start return to his barky self.
Being a dick during the show. Now he finishes off his distraction treat and goes to bed. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. All right. Thank you for the support. We appreciate that. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is where you can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions if you have some for us. We'll get to some others in the next few weeks at some point. You can find us on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, that voicemail line is available to you whenever you'd like at 702-866-9494. Give us a call if you're in Las Vegas, if you're going to Las Vegas, if you've been to Las Vegas, if you have thoughts you'd like to share. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Later.